Sheldon?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hold on.
This is why we have a landline.
Yeah, you definitely need it.
So I feel as though with these last six corrections, I feel as though this manuscript is pretty clean.
Yeah. By the way, one small correction I didn't make was the head first on page 182.
Yes.
Right? Because head first is an actual word now. At first, originally in Old English, it used to be head space first, but head first is now the correct term that's used.
Oh, really?
Yeah, head first is an actual term now.
I don't know what the sentence was.
Let me actually get to that sentence. Give me one second. It's page 182. So that becomes 182, 177. Head first. Oh wait, it is going to be head space first. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Because even autocorrect was trying to make it head first, but you're running a CT scan. So.
Yes. Yes.
No wonder. Because normally it happens so many times. People just say, no, head first should be divided. I'm like, no, that's an actual word. So I thought this was the same case. I didn't actually read the line. I just went to the line.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, this is about a CT scan. So that's a different story.
Right. Well, Sheldon, what do you think about, I'm going to review it again. What do you think about, if this review comes back 100% clean of printing?
Again, the first book, as soon as that is put in, I think the first book will be delivered to you by next week, but we're doing this on Friday, so it could go to Monday.
Uh-huh.
That's a possibility. Okay. So I would say that
you should just print. Do you think we should just print the 100 copies?
But I would need your approval on that then. Okay. I feel like the book's going to turn out fine. I feel like the book's going to turn out fine because we don't see any problems in the book, right? You already have one printed copy from us, right?
Yes, but it had errors in it.
So errors aside, I'm talking physically speaking, like the pages and the book cover, everything is fine for you, right? Physically speaking.
Yes.
Then I'll drop you an email, okay? Because the process over here is if you want to get the books earlier, right? If you want to get the 100 copies done directly, what you would have to do is I would have to drop you an email in which you'd have to approve, okay, rather than getting one copy, you're ordering the entire 100 because you believe the manuscript is 100% correct. Because the problem is we have a very strong compliance team sitting with us, okay, and they review everything that goes through. So unless I have a complete approval, I won't even be allowed to do it.
Uh-huh.
So that's the situation. Unless we're like, because the normal way we do the process is we send one book. If that one book's approved, then we move forward. Because all of our emails are reviewed every weekend. So if you feel up to it, because I feel like the book is going to be fine even if you print it in this case. I'm sending you one more file because I corrected the head first on right now on call. So now head space first. So let me see. Save as PDF and save. Yes, replace. So I'm sending you the file. You should have the file on Teamwork. Hey, Margaret. Margaret, this is the latest file with all the corrections, Sheldon Benjamin, active, Margaret, and here we go. Okay, and sent. So, now you have the
file. So if it were your book, would you just print all 100 copies?
At this point, after this many corrections, I don't think I would care for one copy. I would just get the whole thing printed. Because I already have, again, that's why I specifically asked you, were you physically okay with the book? If you're physically okay with the book, you're going to get the same product just with different writing inside with the more corrections done. So that's why go through the file one last time, okay? Take a look, feel it out, and then if you're okay with it, I'll give you one print preview, you'll approve, and boom, we're good to go, okay?
Okay. So I could potentially have the books next week.
Yes, but if you're going for 100 copies, I told you, there's a possibility that will take time. So probably not next week, the week after, you'll probably get the 100 copies if you are to go for it today. Because I'll put it in process, then, again, the weekend is right over. So if we get the process done today, we'll, you know, start today. Otherwise, it will start on Monday. That's why I want to see. But I want you to take your time. The reason why I want you to take your time because you're planning on ordering 100 copies. I recommend where you wait it this long, wait a few days more, take the weekend, relax. Give it a relaxing read this time. Read it as if you're reading it for the first time as a reader. Right now you're reading it as an editor and author, right? Read the book as if you open it for the first time and you're like, okay, this is someone else's book and I'm just going through it. Okay, if you feel like there's no problem with the book, as a reader you don't feel there's a problem with the book, then nobody else is going to see a problem with the book. Because that's what we do. When we have to put in a final review, there's something in software that is called alpha testing and beta testing. Alpha testing is one done by the person who makes the software. In beta testing, you just give it to random people and ask them, okay, what's your thought on the software? So this is what we do here as well. We have like few people we know in the community. We have our own little community. So we just give them random books. We tell them, okay, read it and feel it out. Tell us what you think. This is what we do when we ghostwrite books in order to understand, okay, this is how the general market would react to it. So we have a diverse, like, let's say 100 or 200 people in the group. So they all just read the book we assign them, and then they get back to us. It's like commission work. We give them, for each book they read, they get a specific amount. So it works for us. That's why we also have our marketing campaigns, because we have a really good general idea. This is something pretty much nobody else does.
Well, what about publishing this book? Did you ever figure that one out?
Yeah, I figured that one out. I talked to Lisa. Right now, in your package, you don't have publishing. But I would personally recommend that you get this book published because this is not just for your own locality. This is for general Christians. So you can even go for the, you know, you can advertise it throughout America. You can advertise it through in Canada. You can advertise it even in Africa and Europe. Because Christianity is a world religion. It's not like it's just in America, right?
Right.
It's a world religion. So you can advertise this book globally. Your ordered copies will help you market the book locally.
Right.
And putting it on a global platform will help you, like, think of it this way. You, not like all of your relatives aren't in the same place, right?
Right.
They're spread out across the states, right? So if anybody else wants to order the book, how will you do that? Will you ship them the book yourself? That's pretty, you know, that's a lot of work. So if you have the book online, you can just tell them, yeah, go to Amazon, look at my book, and boom. They can just order the book themselves. They can order the e-book. Now, this is a physical copy. You can also have an e-book. People who like to read on the go, on their phones, on their tablets, on their laptops.
Right.
So that's in terms of making sales, because I understand you're doing this not to just have, you know, I know you're doing this out of goodwill, but it's also good to get a pretty penny out of it, right?
Right.
So that's my perspective on that.
How much would you all charge me to publish this book?
It depends on the number of platforms, right? Being very honest. Because we have two kind of publications, or to be exact, three kind of publications. One is on two basic platforms. That's our basic publication. We go for Amazon and we go for Barnes & Noble, right? Those are the two top tier platforms right now. Then we go a slightly more extended, that is for 10 platforms. Okay, we target the top 10 platforms, like furthermore, after Barnes & Noble, there's Kobo, there's iBooks, there's Lulu. Lulu is a European brand, so that also gets you, you know, straight into Europe. And Kobo is very popular in Asia as well. In Asia and America, both areas is pretty popular. If you talk about, iBooks. iBooks is popular more in Europe, again, European regions, but like in France, Italy, it's very popular. So, but then the highest tier is the global distribution. That is 51 platforms, plus 51 platforms, and 400 bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't recommend it, being honest with you. Just being honest with you here, because it's pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculously expensive. So at this time, I would recommend that you either go for the 10-platform package or the 2-platform package to see and feel, okay, this is how, you know, feel out your book, how the community is going to react to it. And rather than just going for major distribution, I would recommend you go for a smaller publishing package and combine it with a marketing package. That's my professional recommendation, because that will help you grow and, you know, eventually roll back some money. Marketing will help you roll back some money, and you can eventually use the money you earn from the book to advertise the book further. So if you become a good name, then you can say, okay, now I have a good name. Now I can post it on more platforms and, like, you know, go for a worldwide distribution or whatever.
Well, to put it up on 2 platforms, what does that cost?
That would only, like, I think it's going to cost you, let me calculate that actually, because you're going for 2 platforms. Let me just open the calculator. Give me a second. Because you already are a client, so you already get a discount on the service. So that's like... So publishing on here would be around $6.99 for 2 platforms. Your book would be live on Amazon Barnes & Noble as an ebook and as a paperback. And we would take no royalties from that. Although we'll be publishing the book, we won't take any cut of the royalties. The only royalty division would be between you and the platform itself.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take, and we would even publish the book through your own Amazon account. So you will have 100% ownership, and it will be as if you self-published the book. So you can take 100% claim. You won't even see our name unless you want it to appear as a publisher. You won't even see our name.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of, basically, since we are ghostwriters, we believe, originally we started from just ghostwriting. So the CEO of the company believes that the idea is always of the author. So we always say that we don't have a right to claim what the author has made. Even if we ghostwrite, the idea came from somebody else. We just wrote them for him. So the CEO believes that we shouldn't take any ownership. So we are very clear on all our contracts that there's no ownership belonging to Noam in any case scenario.
What do you think of this book?
So far, I think it's a pretty neat and unique perspective.
Because
you're putting not only about, you know, Christianity as a religion, but you're talking about a very specific thing that are the healing miracles of Jesus, and you're relating it to you yourself being a physician. You're relating it to your life and your experiences. You're showing, because a lot of people try to relate it to the olden days, okay, you just did this, you just did that, but you're trying to relate Christianity to modern-day medicine, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're telling that there is not only a medicine factor, like this is not just biology, there's a lot that goes on. There's a spiritual factor, a psychological factor that helps you heal, which is the reality of the situation. A lot of people, all they have to do is just take control of their lives and be strong, you know, become stronger spiritually and individually, and they become a completely different person. It's because you can recover. That's why, in even you being in medicine, know that willpower is something so important when trying to recover from an injury or, you know, a bad medical condition. Because if you give up, nobody's going to, because you have to take the first step. The first step is always taken by yourself. Second step, somebody will help you along the way. But the first step is something you have to take. And to do that, you need to be spiritually strong and internally strong. Right? And your book does that. Your book talks to the person. It talks about how you can, you know, empower yourself using this book. So it's a very good perspective from my end. Like, I'll be honest, I haven't read the book extensively, because I was looking at it from an editor's perspective. I wasn't going through it as a reader's perspective. But as much as I read out, you've done a pretty good job in relating your book to the olden days and the new modern day. At the same time, combining the healing that Jesus used to do at that time and the healing miracles of just accepting a religion and going towards spiritual enlightenment can help a person recover and, you know, evolve internally.
Mm-hmm.
That is the feeling that you're trying to get out of the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
So from my perspective, it's a pretty good book. Now, it might feel like I'm being, you know, I'm part of Gnome, I want you to sign up for more services, but I'm not getting anything out of this. Even if you try to sign up for a package, it's not going to do anything for me. So, it doesn't relate to me. I'm just part of the...
Right.
Well,
I appreciate that.
That's why
I
usually give a very neutral view. If I didn't believe in the book, if I wanted to make more sales, I would have actually asked you to go for 10 platforms or more, but it's part of me. I don't usually do that. It's just get what you need. Don't evaluate everything and make an informed decision is what I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
So take
the... Well, see, I'm not really sure why I just can't put it up on Amazon myself.
Okay. Let me tell you why. There's always the self-publishing option. That's not the problem. But in most cases, self-publishing doesn't get you what you want, because there's a lot of... If you try to go for self-publishing, you'll see a lot of things that come into the optimization phase, which is Amazon optimization. Right? Well, if you're going through a professional publishing, the reason why it costs you, because we try to optimize your book as well. Now, let me tell you what optimization basically is, in a more simpler term, I guess. You Google stuff, right?
Right.
If you Google something, you see the first five links, and you're probably not going to move on towards the sixth link, right?
Right.
So optimization helps you rank up more when things are being searched up.
Uh-huh.
So that helps you come in more, you know, in front of the people more, right? Which is why, have you heard of SEO, search engine optimization?
No.
It's like a whole marketing war zone that happens online. People try to optimize. The more optimized you are, the higher your, let's say, you know, website or your blog or your post, or in this case, your book, will rank up on the search boxes. Like when, let's say, someone talks about, you know, if someone writes, let's say, because it relates to your book, like Healing Miracles of Jesus. Normally, you won't see a book pop, but if the search engine optimization is done really well, there's a good chance your book might pop up in the first search box, in the first search page, you might see your book there.
Uh-huh.
But most people who try to self-publish don't know these small, intricate things, which are very important. Because, again, it's if you go for an old saying, it's not it's not just the strike of the hammer that's the cost. It's where to strike the hammer that's the cost, right?
Right.
So from my perspective, if you want to go for self-publishing, it's totally on you. But as a professional recommendation, I would say try us. If you feel like you get something good out of this, you can continue to work with us. It's not like we're going to hold you down and ask you, okay, no, you're just going to have to work with us. Because, again, at any point in time, you can stop your service. You can be like, no,
right.
I don't want this. That's part of the game. Because you can always stop your service and you can be like, no, I don't want to go further with you guys. Cancel it, and I'm out of here.
Right.
We don't have anything to hold you down. So you can rest assured on that front.
Well, $600 is just a nut. You know, it's just, it's a hill to climb. So,
again, you can think about it. Well, I'll try to see if I can ask finance. I don't usually do talk to them to see if they can give a discount, but let me see what I can do.
Okay.
I can't assure you anything if you'll get a discount because that's usually, I'm pretty sure you talked to Daniel already, right? Have you talked to Daniel
several
McCain?
Months ago.
Yeah.
Several months ago I did because he wanted to do a trailer on the book, and I said no.
Yeah, Daniel McCain is basically the strategist. They help. He's the person who helps you really market the book. And
uh-huh.
A lot of it tells you expert ways when you can. That's why we call them the strategists, because they give you an expert perspective of, okay, this is the general pattern. The market is working for book sales. So how can you enhance your book sales? They give you different methods. Okay, you can get this, you can get this, you can do this. So my perspective, being a professional in this field for quite some time now, I won't say really long, but I've been in this field for quite some time now, and my professional perspective is a lot of people don't realize this, but the initial cost of a book, if you really want to get out there and make an earning from it, it's slightly expensive. You have to put in some risk in order to get the reward out of this. But if you start getting the reward, trust me, it's just insane. I've seen people who were at the brink of edge, and they came back with vengeance, I'd say. But, and they did it. Think of it this way. I had a client who invested, who like used to live from paycheck to paycheck, right?
Right.
She was really invested with her book. It was a book about her trauma. And it was a really, like, I personally took her calls, and I used to write, because at that time I was a writer, so I used to write the book for her, right? She told me all
uh-huh.
about her personal trauma, and I wrote the book from scratch. That woman used to live and had a really, really difficult life, and she lived from paycheck to paycheck. She extended her hours just so she could invest in the book. That woman invested $15,000 with us. $15,000, which was insane for me. Because
right.
I told her, why are you investing so much? She was like, no, I know this is going to work. And she's earning today. She actually took, she's right now, she's still doing her job. The book is slowly becoming an investment for her, which is trying to slowly, you know, return the cash she invested. Because I, being very clear to you, the book is writing a book is easy. It's not the most difficult job. But getting the book to sell, that's difficult. It usually takes you individually. It will take you around 1.5 to 2 years to actually start generating a good revenue from your book. And,
uh-huh.
you know, slowly start to go. What marketing does is, I'm not guaranteeing you anything with, you know, if you go for marketing, you're going to get 1,000 copies sold in a month. No, that's not how marketing works. Marketing
right.
for book works in a way that, let's say, your normal time to get the book to the masses was, let's say, 1.5 to 1 year, right?
Right.
Like 1.5 to 2 years. Marketing reduces that time to, let's say, 3 to 6 months. People will start to know about your book. People will start to buy your book. So the book becomes a, because it's an everlasting product. Once you get it up on Amazon, it's never going to go down, right?
Right, right.
So with marketing, that's going to help you to eventually get your book to sell, you know, quicker. I'm not saying you're going to sell a 1,000 copies or 1,000,000 copies, because that's not realistically possible. So it just helps you shorten the time frame in which you'll book your book will start becoming a revenue-making product for you. That's
right.
The specialty of marketing with books. Because it's not like a regular, you know, consumer product. It's not a consumer product. It's not makeup.
Right.
It's not the cream or something like that that a lot of people will buy. In those cases, yeah, in those kind of marketing, you do commit sales. But when it comes to book, we can't commit sales because a lot depends on the product. That's why I told you to combine a small marketing package with a very initial publishing package so you know how, like, sure, your inner circle are mostly, like, Christians, right? I would just do
mm-hmm.
that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they would like the book because it's related to the healing miracles of Jesus. You all are already spiritually connected to it. So you can feel the book. You can understand the book. Most of your community can understand the book. But you don't know what the general mass of people is going to react towards this.
Right.
That's why rather than taking a huge risk, I would recommend taking a smaller risk.
Right.
And then see how that works out for you. If that works out well, then you can, okay, go for, okay, so this is something that worked out for me. People are reacting positively to the book. Then you can go, okay, since this is a positive reaction, I can invest further and see how far I can go with this. That's why I said, that's why I told you, always make an informed decision. Don't just, again, don't dive head first into this.
Right.
Okay. So again, take your time. I would recommend take the weekend, think about it, and see what you want to do. Okay. Not saying sign up and just go crazy with it. So take the weekend, think about it, because the book is already professionally formatted. If you are to go for publishing, I can assure you that the book's going to be live in 2 weeks tops.
That the book is going to what?
That's if you are to sign up for publishing with us.
Right, right.
2 weeks from the sign up, that's my promise that the book will be live on Amazon. Because the book's ready. From my perspective, the book is so ready that I can, like, and I'm saying 2 weeks is a long time. I should be able to get that done within a week because you'll see, all you have to do is, let me tell you the process for that will be for you. Once we are done with the optimization phase, which usually takes, because your book is mostly done, we don't have to edit it, we don't have to format it. Those are usually things that comes with publishing, right? But we won't have to format it, we don't have to edit it. So what only thing we would have to do is complete the optimization process, give you the entire preview, and which is pretty much something you've already approved. So once you approve the preview, we'll go towards the publish. Now for ebook, it takes about 24 hours for the book to be approved by Amazon. Unless Amazon sees
mm-hmm.
any problems, they'll, you know, make the book live. For paperback, it takes 72 hours for submission because they have to check if the printing, there's going to be any problem with printing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The best part is for this, right now you're getting the books printed by yourself. With Amazon, you won't have to worry about getting the book printed unless you really want to gift someone a copy, you know, a personalized copy. You won't have to worry about printing. Now, what happens with Amazon is if you are to go for an ebook, ebook split is 70-30. Like 70% goes to you as the author and 30% goes to Amazon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
With a paperback, it's 60-40 because they have to take care of shipping as well.
Uh-huh.
So in that case, 40% goes to Amazon, 60% goes to you. So, but the best part is you won't have to do a lot after that. You don't have to, you know, go for these printing presses like we are doing right now and getting the book done. You can, you know, talk to people even further away from you in different states. And you can tell, let's say, you probably have some cousins and, you know, or your friends living in different locations. You can tell them, okay, buy the book and see how you feel. If you like it, talk to people around you. You can market yourself personally as you use your network. Use your network to spread the word. If your community likes the book, tell them, okay, guys, you like the book. Talk to your friends and family. You know, tell them to maybe buy it. It will really help me out. And use it. Use you. being very honest with you, it's more about using your goodwill at this point to tell people, okay, this is something very nice. It will enlighten you. At the same time, it will help me out personally as well.
Mm-hmm.
You plan on writing a second book as well, right?
Well, I've thought about it. The first thing I want to do is get this one up and running.
That's what I'm saying. You will have an idea. By that time, you will have an idea. Okay, this is my first book, and the reaction was really good. If the reaction was really good, then you'll have motivation to, okay, now I think I should write a second book as well. So first concentration should always be on one. If you got one book live, concentrate on one book, because I'm pretty sure the second book will be something relative, right?
Right.
So see how the how people react at this one, then think about writing the second book.
Right.
So you can, again, you can decide what you want to do, and then you can let me know,
right,
and I'll get you signed up.
Thank you so much, Sheldon. I appreciate it. I'm going to go through this document, and I'll get it back to you.
No problem, Margaret. I look forward to it, and I'll as soon as you guys have your approval, I'll talk to the publishing team and the marketing, the printing team. I already talked to the publishing team. They were pretty much ready to get things rolling until I found out that you don't have publishing, unfortunately.
Right.
So I couldn't get it done. The compliance actually came to me like, why are you getting this done? I was like, doesn't she have this? And she was like, no, she doesn't have this. Like, okay. Because I talked to you, I thought you already had publishing and I was ready to get it done. But then as I told you, compliance was like, sorry, what's going on here? Because for me, they were like, that's a $900 service. Why are you giving it to her for free? No, I thought she already had the service.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How funny. All righty, then. Well, I appreciate so much you talking to me.
No problem. It's always a pleasure. Margaret,
I hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Take care of yourself. Okay. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.